Good evening. We are so happy that you have chosen to join us this Christmas Eve. For some of you, this is a tradition, and for some, this is your first time with us. Whichever it is, we welcome you here tonight. Our program today is called Christmas Through the Carols, written by Carol Trevino. Her hope for you is that it might move you a little closer to the place where you will hear and accept the message God wants to share with you this Christmas. During this service, you are invited to sing when the words appear to the carols appear on the screen. You will find candles in the pews that the cast will initiate lighting from the center aisle during Silent Night. Do you want to bow with me for prayer? Dear God, you have blessed us with the greatest gift ever given, your only begotten Son, light of the world, light of true light, God of true God. May we never take this gift for granted. May our songs of praise never end, and may we always treasure it in our own hearts. Bless all of us gathered here to worship. May peace and joy be in our hearts and spread throughout our communities in the name of Jesus, the newborn King. Amen.
It's Christmas Eve, and tonight we celebrate the single most joyous event in all of history, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In attempt to remember well, the gift God sent to us, we'd like to share the Christmas story, recorded by some of the greatest carols of our faith.
We celebrated what happened on that first Christmas over 2,000 years ago, but there were those before that who longed greatly for his coming. The observance of Christ's birth started first with a promise from God and anticipation in the heart of Israel. Christ was first prophesied to Israel when they were in Babylonian captivity, and for centuries after, they waited expectantly for the Messiah that would ransom them and set them free.
The Christmas carol, O Come, Emmanuel, speaks strongly of this longing. Christ is our Emmanuel, Deliverer, the Rod of Jesse, Dayspring, and Key of David, are all Old Testament prophetic references to the coming birth of Christ.
Christ is God with us in all things. As the people of Israel waited for the coming Messiah we know as Jesus, so too we are able to remember and wait for Christ's return.
Thank you. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them.
O Little Town of Bethlehem was written by Philip Brooks in 1868, 3 years after he returned from a trip to the Holy Land. When the children's choir needed a Christmas song for their Sunday school Christmas program, he quickly wrote the lyrics inspired by his visit to Bethlehem and gave them to his organist, Louis Redner. The day before the Christmas program, the song was completed.
Not only does the song come from a personal experience in Bethlehem, it also tells much of the Christmas story outlined in Matthew and Luke.
Mary is an important character in the story of Christmas. She was chosen by God to do something no woman before or since has ever been called to do, bear and raise the only Son of God. Read for the first time, this seems like an impossible feat. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary, much unlike how most of us would react, did not run away or try to hide her condition. She did not fear. Mary accepted the challenge put before her, even in light of the consequences she faced, and rejoiced. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Breath of Heaven, also known as Mary's Song, is not a traditional Christmas carol. Written by Amy Grant, this song paints a picture of Mary playing her part in the greatest story ever told.
If a wiser one should should have had my place, but I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong.
Sometimes I wonder what it would have been like to stand in Bethlehem the night Jesus was born. I wonder what stories the stars would have told, what sounds the angels would have cried, what heavenly presence met earth in that manger. I can't help but believe there had to have been something different in the air, something that made people question what sacred thing had just transpired. I suspect many people in Bethlehem missed it, but some were allowed to know and feel and sense the supernatural weight of Jesus' entrance into humanity. And while they probably did not understand every intricate detail of God's plan, they knew that night was different. They knew that night was special. They knew that night was holy.
Oh.
Mary and Joseph were not the only ones at the manger.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose, and we have come to worship him."
The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The first Noel speaks of these accounts of the shepherds and the wise men, their search for the Savior, and their worship of him. We should all endeavor in like pursuit. It is their worship that sets for us an example of how we should respond to the Christ child on our finding of him.
Thank you.
It is Jesus who we celebrate, and his birth we remember tonight. He came to us in the most insignificant way, God incarnate in the body of an infant, whose life would bring the most significance to ours. It is more than a birthday we celebrate. We celebrate the beginnings of our freedom, the beginnings of our salvation, the beginnings of a heavenly kingdom that he will rule and reign. We celebrate the purpose of his coming, his death on the cross, and the purchase that was made for our right standing with God, and we celebrate his victory over the human condition, over death, over all things that attempt to enslave and bind us. It is more than the methods of celebration, the gifts and family that we hold dear. Christmas is so much greater a celebration. If we can grasp the immensity of the gift that we've been given, we can really identify with the meaning of Christmas.
At this time, I would invite the Sunday school children to come forward to join Jamie in singing Jesus Born on This Day.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today the glory of God shines everywhere for all of the world.
Oh, Jesus, born on this day, he is our light and salvation. Oh, Jesus, born on this day, he is the King of all nations.
Behold, the Lamb of God has come.
Behold, the Lamb of God has come.
Behold, the Savior is born. Sing of his love to everyone.
Oh, Jesus, born on this day, heavenly child in a manger. Oh, Jesus, born on this day, he is our Lord and our Savior.
Today our hearts rejoice in him. Today the light of his birth fills us with hope and brings peace on earth.
Oh, Jesus, born on this day, he is our light and salvation. Oh, Jesus, born on this day, he is the King of all nations.
Today a child is born on earth.
Today a child is born on earth.
He's light, he's love, he's grace born on Christmas Day. He's light, he's love, he's grace born on Christmas Day. He's light, he's love, he's grace born on Christmas Day. He's light, he's love. He's grace born on Christmas Day. He's light, he's love, he's grace born on Christmas Day.
These Christmas carols are beautiful. They are historic. Their purpose is to draw us closer to Jesus. As an act of worship, let us sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
On Christmas Eve, we celebrate the most joyous event in all of history.
The birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Just like the shepherds and wise men, we have been made aware of this Christ child.
No longer can we stand as passers-by in Bethlehem.
Understanding calls us to responsibility.
A responsibility that far outweighs the presents we buy and the get-togethers we plan.
We have been given a holy decision to stop and worship.
Or remain unchanged.
Our hope this Christmas is that you would allow this year to be different.
That despite the holidays, you would find Christmas.
You would find Jesus.
Jesus was not simply sent to be a baby in a manger.
He was sent to be a Savior, personally, for each and every one of us.
His life's purpose was the cross, purchasing for us what we could not purchase on our own.
Right standing and peace with God.
Because of the sin in our hearts, we are unable to make right our wrongs against God.
We need someone who is like us.
Human in every way.
To make right the debt we carry.
But we also need someone like God.
Sufficiently capable.
Able to fix us where we are broken.
And mend us, making us right in his presence.
We can't pay the debt we owe.
We never could.
We never will.
But because God loves us.
Because he knew we could never make things right.
In his holy, awesome, and merciful way, God sent his Son.
His only Son.
Completely like us and completely like God.
The only person ever able to make us right before the Father.
And so we are offered salvation.
Eternal life.
And access to God's presence no matter who we are.
No matter where we are.
No matter where we've been.
All we have to do is ask him.
And that is something worth celebrating.
We would like to invite you to sing a final carol with us, probably the most well-known and most loved of all, Silent Night.
Please take a candle. We will be lighting them one by one to symbolize the way in which we can share the light of Jesus with everyone we meet. At the conclusion of the song, please extinguish your candles. Pastor Rudy will say the closing prayer. And as you leave the sanctuary, please deposit your candles in the tins provided. Please rise with us.
Thank you so much to the Music Committee for planning this service and inviting our participation so that together we can hear anew the readings, sing the songs, and learn the story of some of their background. So long ago when God created this world on the first day, light entered the universe. Light needed for warmth, light for growth, light to symbolize him who said, "I am the light of the world." Light in the form of a star to guide those travelers of long ago to the place where the Christ was born. God wove it all together in the form of a story. Each story has a context, a reason for its being there. Each of our lives has a story. We don't exist without it. And so each Christmas season, we gather to be reminded of and to celebrate the story about God's involvement coming to us in the form of a babe when the time was fulfilled. But each year we are also reminded that the story has not yet ended, for we believe that the story continues, and God's Spirit invites us to enter into that ongoing activity of God's involvement in this world and in our lives. And through a babe in the manger, we are drawn to the ever-present Emmanuel, God with us, whose promise to do so extends to the end of time itself. We give thanks for this gift of light and life and eternal presence. Let's bow to pray. Thank you, O Lord, for the opportunity of this evening service. We come seeking light, light to reveal your majesty, light to clear our blindness, light to illumine our understanding. We welcome you to come into our hearts and our lives so that we may serve in your kingdom as bearers of light to your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.